From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A blizzard warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for northern El Paso County and other areas. Southern El Paso County is under a winter weather advisory until 6. KRCC's Madeline Schmidt has more.
Snowstorms are prompting officials to encourage residents to keep checking their weather forecast, stay tuned for updates, and in many places to stay off the roads. Tom Magnuson with the National Weather Service says southern Colorado residents can expect wild swings in weather this time of year.
We've basically gone from fire to ice in the last few days. We've had very mild conditions, very windy with a high fire danger, followed by a blizzard, you know, in just one day.
In Colorado Springs, gusty winds will continue overnight, but skies should be calmer tomorrow. For KRCC News, I'm Madeline Schmidt.
Governor John Hickenlooper has nominated a top Kaiser Health executive and longtime supporter to be his number two. Donald Lynn is executive vice president of Kaiser Foundation Hospitals and Health Plans and oversees hospital operations for Kaiser's Colorado Pacific Northwest and Hawaii regions. Hickenlooper said today he wanted someone with executive prowess and significant public service experience for the lieutenant governor's post. Lynn served 20 years in New York City government before joining Kaiser. The nomination will be sent to the legislature shortly. If confirmed, she would replace Joe Garcia, who is stepping down to be president of the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.